Once again, sitting here perfectly content. And even if not perfectly so, we are sitting here together, being present, eyes open or closed. Just simply aware. And notice that aware is not merely cognition. That aware is not merely an intellectual event. Notice whatever you do, not itemizing per se. We're not conceptualizing, we're being present, feeling, here, now, whatever that is for you, whatever you're experiencing, inside, outside, all around. Notice that your experience and its riches, its dimensionality, and so forth, that it is non-conceptual. Unto itself, it is non-conceptual. It is only when we add name, form, shape, feel, you know, name the feeling, name the texture, name the sensation, and so forth. But before we do, we're aware, we're sensing, we're intuiting. And yet none of it is a doing. It's all already present. Naming, thinking, itemizing, that's doing. But before that action, that mental action, that selfing, it's all already present. And as we are all present and not naming, but simply experiencing, it all is widening, isn't it? Loosening, opening. Take a long, slow, deep breath, but not as if an on-off switch were being activated. Take a long, slow, deep breath and one ohm. Remain as you were, though. Open, wide, whatever is your experience. That depth of being that was so accessible so easily, that's the state that you, that is state. Directly discover your own state. Cognition, mood, vitality, and how it affects whether we're feeling up or down and so forth. The plethora of how the sense of self interacts with itself, and therefore how it interacts with everything. everything, everyone, every task, and so forth. None of that is state. That's why it's called a mood, a thought, an action, and anything other that wants to be listed. And we're still sitting here, pretty wide open. And whatever other qualities are within your state, your natural state. And we didn't do anything fancy to uncover it. Fundamentally, we let the self, the who, just kind of dissolve. Just let it, evaporate temporarily. You see, more than 2 years ago, when we began our cycle about the senses, if I or anybody else had said to you, "Well, you know, we're all pretty unaware," it would be understandable to go, "Really? I feel pretty aware." Well, compared to then, how would you compare now? Do you feel more aware than you did then? So, in other words, we don't know how unaware we are until there's some sort of method, some sort of awakening to how unaware we actually are on a given day or basis. Well, we might have said to ourselves about a year ago, you might have said something about presence and being present. You might have said, "Yeah, I feel pretty present." Well, how is that now compared to then? And how's that through your day compared to then? And so, you know, to reflect on, as we have before, but to reflect on, you know, maybe it's an increase of lightness of being. Maybe it's certain things I just let go. They're just unimportant now. A certain vibrancy maybe accompanies you through much of the day, most of the time. And whatever it might be for you. Because little by little, we've been accessing, getting familiar with awareness, and therefore our natural state. Because even if today I said to anyone who is here regularly, you know, the sense of self is a pretty unnatural state. There's nothing really natural about it. It's fabricated, it's contrived, it's made up. It's made up many different times in many different ways through any given day. Well, a couple of years ago, yeah, you would roll your eyes at me. Now? There's at least a about that. So we smile. Just sitting here present. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Knowing and experiencing our complete unanimity with dimensions of existence. Present. Aware. And experiencing that awareness is naturally compassionate, naturally responds energetically, perfectly. And that's called compassion, to respond perfectly, effortlessly. Ooh. Ooh. Love you all. Create your day.